Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Good afternoon to the members' delegation in Macau, and good morning to the members and colleagues in this room with us. Today, I will address the issues in paragraphs 10 and 11 regarding the slavery, servitude, and trafficking in persons. First of all, I would like to thank the delegation for the detailed information in its reply, in its report, on the number of complaints for lack of contract and labor dispute involving non-resident workers. However, they are unfortunately the data from 2011 to 2016. I would appreciate updated information on the number of complaints the Macau government received over the last 5 years. In relation to this, please explain how the Macau government receives and collects complaints from migrant workers and indicate what measures it has taken to proactively reach out to the community of migrant workers to receive complaints against unlawful employment and recruitment practices. The legislation of Macau prohibits recruitment agency from taking a share of salaries of migrant workers for commission fees. Nevertheless, according to the information the committee received, wages of migrant workers are in reality deducted by the employers to pay a recruitment agency to cover the commission fees. On the other hand, the Macau government explained that a new law on employment agency activities was adopted in March 2021, which improved the system of fees and raised the penalties for violations. Please provide information on how the new legislation is actually working to improve the situation of migrant workers and indicate any data of showing the improvement, if any. According to the reply, law on the minimum wage for workers stipulates different methods of calculating the minimum wage between the resident and non-resident workers on one hand and non-resident domestic helpers on the other. Please explain on what ground non-resident domestic helpers are treated in a different manner and what measures the Labor Affairs Bureau is taking to protect the rights of migrant domestic helpers who are particularly vulnerable to unlawful and abusive treatment by employers. Now, I move on to the paragraph 11 regarding the trafficking in persons. The committee highly appreciates the detailed explanation in its report concerning the various efforts made by Macau government to address and combat trafficking in persons, and particularly the data of cases investigated and prosecuted, as well as the services provided to victims. The data indicate that since 2014, the cases investigated and prosecuted for trafficking have gradually decreased, and the reply explained that the measures taken by the Macau authorities are main reasons for the very low incident of trafficking in person in recent years. However, our sister committee, the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, expressed its concern in 2018 about low number of prosecutions and convictions, and I share this concern. The small number of cases found does not necessarily indicate that crimes actually occurred are really small in number, because it is dependent on the definition and the measures to find those crimes. Unfortunately, the data mentioned in the report are all related to the cases from 2011 to 2016. Please provide updated information on the number of investigations, prosecutions, and convictions of the traffickers and the number of victims protected. There is a report that the officials of Macau SAR believes that a victim's initial consent or a voluntary association with a trafficker was sufficient evidence to prove that a trafficking crime did not take place. As far as I understand, the Palermo Protocol is applied to Macau, under which the consent of victim to the intended exploitation shall be irrelevant in demonstrating the crime of trafficking in persons. Please elaborate the definition of trafficking in persons under law on the fight against crime of trafficking in persons, and indicate whether the practical application of the law is consistent with relevant provisions of Palermo Protocol, particularly in terms of the scope of victims to be protected. Lastly, please provide information on what measures the Macau government has taken to receive complaints and reports submitted directly by victims or potential victims concerning cases of trafficking in persons and the number of cases so found. Madam Chairperson, this ends my question. I'm looking for the fruitful discussion and dialogue with the State Party. Thank you very much indeed.